Starring D'Souza, dictating on Cynthia Reynolds. That is R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, Reynolds. Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Date of birth is 8-11-62. Date of visit is 7-23-24. Free copy for Ross Podell. R-O-S-S, Podell, P-O-D-E-L-L-L. P-O-D-E-L-L. M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 61-year-old white female who has a previous history of snoring and daytime sleepiness has been previously worked up and found to have a moderate obstructive sleep apnea, for which she has been on a CPAP CPAP setup, and has been compliant with it. The patient, however, still has some disturbed sleep at night. And has not used a CPAP machine over the past year. She also has a history of hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia. And has been overweight, but has been trying to lose some weight. Next paragraph. Oh, can you mention a copy of her polysomnographic study is not available as yet. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history of obstructive sleep apnea, history of nasal septal deviation and nasal surgery. She also had a history for a hysterectomy and lumbar laminectomy for disc disease. Patient had a colonoscopy and upper endoscopy done, and a lipoma resected from her right arm. Next paragraph. Allergies to allergies to Kenalog, naproxen, penicillin, quinine, Valium, and Voltaren. Next paragraph. Habit sufficient. Being and patient does not smoke. No history of alcohol use. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of COVID pneumonia and dementia. Mother. Had a stroke. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision, cataracts, denies hoarseness, nosebleeds, or dizziness. Says no shortness of breath, wheezing, but has snoring and apnea. She has no nausea, but has heartburn, and no diarrhea or constipation. If she denies any chest pain or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. Denies depression or anxiety. She has muscle aches in the neck. And denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included atorvastatin 10 milligrams. I'm sorry. Rosuvastatin 10 milligrams daily and Synthroid 100 micrograms daily. Omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. Losartan 25 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This middle-aged. Moderately overweight, white female is alert, no acute distress, there was no pallor cyanosis. Icterus superfluidema, the blood pressure 118/70, pulse is 86, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 170, saturation 96. HEND, enormous phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. Chest, equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart seems regular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities will no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is history of hypertension, number 3, hyperlipidemia, and number 4 is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Was advised to go for a polysomnographic study since her previous study is not available for review and it was done more than 10 years ago. She also will go for a chest x-ray, PA and lateral, and a copy of her recent labs, including CBC complete metabolic profile and TSH, were requested. And a follow-up is it in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Ross Perdell, M.D., R-O-S-S, Perdell, P-O-D-E-L-L, M.D. Let's talk to Souza.